All right, I'm pretty excited. Got Richard P. Smith back today and with some really good news. Richard, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, glad to be with you, Adam.
So the good news is you actually ended up getting yourself a dandy black bear on your first day of the hunt.
Yes, I did. In fact, surprising to me because normally when I'm hunting for an adult male, a trophy class adult male, I usually have to put in weeks before I get a look at him and a shot at him. But it didn't happen this time. I had plenty of trail camera photos of this bear. I knew he was there, but a lot of times things go wrong when you first start hunting. You don't see him right away. But he walked in at 7:15 p.m. on Sunday evening, 45 minutes before dark, and recognized him right away. Even if I hadn't had trail camera photos of this bear, it was obvious to me he was a large adult male, and I would have shot him.
Now, for most people that may not understand this, generally speaking, adult female sows don't really get that big. I mean, a big sow is 200-plus pounds.
Right. 300, you know, is an exceptional female, 300 pounds. But the UP has produced some super-sized females that are rare. I've seen some from Menominee County that have weighed 500 pounds. But those are very rare. You don't see many like that. The quality food in Menominee County is responsible for that.
Just like the deer.
Exactly. If you see a 300-pound female anywhere else, that's a super female.
And let's talk a little bit about this boar that you shot. So you mentioned before when you came in that you had seen some hounds that were chasing a black bear off.
Exactly.
Was this that same black bear or was it a different one?
It was a different bear, but the same bait. So this bait that I had dog hunting activity earlier, at September 15th, opening day of dog season, and hunting over bait was legal at that time, chased a bear from the bait where I ended up shooting this bigger bear. So people who think dog activity on their bear bait is going to eliminate their chances of success are wrong.
All right, so let's talk a little bit about your hunt. Had you hunted earlier in the day already?
No. Looking at trail camera photos, I had some morning activity earlier in the fall, but as the later part of September approached, all the activity was in the evening.
What BMU were you in? Would you mind sharing that?
A bear management unit.
Okay, all right. And let's talk about the other bears that you had coming in. Was this the one bear that you definitely were targeting?
Yes, because he had been coming in during legal shooting time. He wasn't the biggest bear. There was a bigger animal.
Oh, really?
But he was always coming in after legal shooting time. I didn't think my chances of seeing that bear were very high. However, had I seen him, I certainly would have taken him. But this one was the second largest on that bait, and I was very happy to take him.
Would you say that it's probably a good theory, at least I'm going to go with this and see what you think, that larger bear, I mean, this was a 350-pound bear that you shot.
Mm-hmm.
And if the other one was bigger, this guy had to come in during legal shooting time because the larger bear was coming in nocturnally.
Well, and that certainly played a role in it. And there were a number of other factors, too, Adam. There was a major weather system coming in. It started raining on Sunday, and it rained all the way through Tuesday. I think the bear was aware of this major system. Another important point to keep in mind, hunt before and after major storm systems. And I'd also cut back on the quantity of bait I was using, so I used less bait the day before.
More competitive.
Hopefully, the fact he was hungrier might have brought him in earlier, too. So there were several factors that might have been responsible.
Well, Richard, I'd like to get more details from you and pick your brain a little bit more about this bear and talk about upcoming bow season. This Saturday, archery season starts for white-tailed deer. Can you hang around for our next outdoor report?
Sure, be happy to, Adam.
Richard P. Smith, check out his books at richardpsmith.com. Great DVDs as well, including Field Judging Black Bears. I highly recommend that. So stay tuned for part two later this hour right here on The Outdoor Show.